This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country has witnessed rapid transformations across diverse sectors in the last 11 years, powered by the collective participation of 140 crore Indians. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Prime Minister Modi emphasised that under the guiding principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas, the centre has delivered path-breaking reforms with speed, scale and sensitivity. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "The country today is not just the fastest growing major economy, but also a key global voice on pressing issues like climate action and digital innovation." Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the country witnessed a new era of economic revival, social justice, cultural pride and national security during the 11 years of the Narendra Modi government. Lauding the government's 11 years of public service, in a social media post, Mr. Shah said that these historic 11 years have been a golden era of resolve, dedication and devotion to public service. Union Minister and BJP President J.P. Nadda has said that the Narendra Modi government has changed the political culture of the country by breaking politics of performance and giving responsible and responsive governance. Mr. Nadda was addressing a press conference in New Delhi on the completion of 11 years of the Modi government.
प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में हम 11 साल पूरे कर रहे हैं जो विकसित भारत और विकसित भारत में अमृतकाल और अमृतकाल के लिए जो सेवा सुशासन और गरीब कल्याण इस पे जो समर्पित 11 साल प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में कार्य हुआ है इट शुड बी रिटन इन गोल्डन वर्ड्स.
Indian astronaut and group captain of the Indian Air Force, Shubhanshu Shukla, is all set to undertake his first journey to space as part of SpaceX's Axiom 4 mission tomorrow for a two-week stay on the International Space Station. The flight from NASA's Kennedy Space Center at Florida in the United States will take off at 5:52 p.m. Indian Standard Time tomorrow. A report.
India is scripting history for the second time now. Earlier, it was on April 3, 1984 that Indian cosmonaut and wing commander of the Indian Air Force, Rakesh Sharma, went to space through Soyuz T-11, and that was before the setting up of the International Space Station. Subhanshu Shukla will be representing India's 1.4 billion people in this extraordinary feat tomorrow.
This journey that I'm on, it has been a long one for me, and it started out somewhere. I didn't know that this is the path it is going to finally take. I would say that I have been extremely fortunate and extremely lucky to have gotten the opportunities to first fly all my life, which was a dream job for me, and then have the opportunity to apply to astronaut corps and now consequently be here.
Along with Shubhanshu, Dr. Peggy Watson, a researcher from US, Slavoj Juznanski, a scientist and an engineer from Poland, and Tibor Kapu, a mechanical engineer from Hungary, are traveling to space on the historic mission redefining the pathway to low Earth orbit. Joy, Akashwani from Chennai.
In Maharashtra, at least 4 persons lost their lives and 13 others sustained injuries after several passengers fell off a moving train near Mumbra railway station in Thane this morning. A probe has been launched to determine the reason behind the incident. The Indian Army is all set to commence a series of events marking the 26th Kargil Vijay Diwas. The commemoration will continue till the 26th of July, honouring the indomitable spirit, sacrifice and courage of the heroes who defended the borders of the nation. As part of the commemoration, a special outreach drive is planned to honour 545 next of the kin of war heroes who made the supreme sacrifice in the service of the nation during the Kargil War. A team of army personnel will visit 25 states, 2 union territories and Nepal, carrying a letter of gratitude on behalf of the Indian Army. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over several parts of North India till the 11th of June. Maximum temperatures are likely to rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest and central India during the next 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.